13th stanza. Hail Mia, Hail Mother. 1. Ka might have put that downtown bus where it was when Mia's cab pulled up, or it might only have been coincidence. Certainly it's the sort of question that provokes argument from the humblest street preacher, can you give me hallelujah, all the way up to the mightiest of theological philosophers, can you give me a Socratic amen? Some might consider it almost frivolous. The mighty issues that loom their shadows behind the question, however, are anything but. One downtown bus, half empty. But if it hadn't been there on the corner of Lex and 61st, Mia likely would never have noticed the man playing the guitar. And had she not stopped to listen to the man playing the guitar, who knows how much of what followed might have been different. 2. Oh, man, would you look at that? The cab driver exclaimed and lifted his hand to his windshield in an exasperated gesture. A bus was parked on the corner of Lexington and 61st, its diesel engine rumbling and its taillights flashing what Mia took to be some kind of distress code. The bus driver was standing by one of the rear wheels, looking at the dark cloud of diesel smoke pouring from the bus's rear vent. Lady, said the cab driver, you mind getting off on the corner of 60th? That'd be all right.
Is it? Mia asked. What should I say?
Sure, Susanna replied absently. 60th's fine. Mia's question had called her back from her version of the Dogon, where she'd been trying to get in touch with Eddie. She'd had no luck doing that and was appalled at the state of the place. The cracks in the floor now ran deep, and one of the ceiling panels had crashed down, bringing the fluorescent lights and several long snarls of electrical cable with it. Some of the instrument panels had gone dark. Others were seeping tendrils of smoke. The needle on the Susanna Mio dial was all the way over into the red. Below her feet, the floor was vibrating and the machinery was screaming. And saying that none of this was real, it was all only a visualization technique, kind of missed the whole point, didn't it? She'd shut down a very powerful process, and her body was paying a price. The voice of the Dogon had warned her that what she was doing was dangerous. That it wasn't, in the words of a TV ad, nice to fool Mother Nature. Susanna had no idea which of her glands and organs were taking the biggest beating, but she knew that they were hers, not Mia's. It was time to call a halt to this madness before everything went sky high. First, though, she'd tried to get in touch with Eddie, yelling his name into the mic with North Central Positronic stamped on it again and again. Nothing. Yelling Roland's name also brought no result. If they were dead, she would have known it. She was sure of that. But not to be able to get in touch with them at all. What did that mean? It mean you once more been fucked most righteous, honey child, Detta told her and cackled. This what you get for messing with honkies.
I can get out here?
Mia was asking, shy as a girl arriving at her first dance.
Really?
Susanna would have slapped her own brow had she had one. God, when it was about anything but her baby, the bitch was so goddamn timid.
Yes, go ahead. It's only a single block, and on the avenues, the blocks are short. The driver. How much should I give the driver?
Give him a 10 and let him keep the change. Here, hold it out for me. Susanna sensed Mia's reluctance and reacted with weary anger. This was not entirely without amusement.
Listen to me, sweetheart. I wash my hands of you, okay? Give him any fucking bill you want. No, no, it's all right.
Humble now. Frightened.
I trust you, Susanna.
And she held up the remaining bills from Matt's, fanned out in front of her eyes like a hand of cards. Susanna almost refused, but what was the point? She came forward, took control of the brown hands holding the money, selected a 10, and gave it to the driver.
Keep the change, she said.
Thanks, lady.
Susanna opened the curbside door. A robot voice began to speak when she did, startling her, startling both of them. It was someone named Whoopi Goldberg, reminding her to take her bags. For Susanna Mia, the question of her gunner was moot. There was only one piece of baggage which concerned them now, and of this, Mia would soon be delivered.